Michael Pittman finishes a top 18 receiver in total points last season and then got traded to Pittsburgh into a room with DK Metcalf and maybe a 42-year-old quarterback. He's the 41st receiver off the board. Proven production, genuinely uncertain situation. The muffed 2026 preview. The 2025 season in Indianapolis was a solid bounce back, 80 catches on 111 targets for 784 yards and 7 touchdowns, 11.9 a game, WR 27 per game, but WR 18 in total. The signature was an 8-catch, 95-yard, 1-score day against Tennessee in Week 8, a dependable high-floor possession receiver. The Ark is a steady veteran, a 15-8-a-game peak in 2023, a down 2024, and a rebound to 11-9. He's a career year 6 receiver with a long track record of 100 target volume, the sticky, reliable kind. What the data says, the volume is real and his touchdown rate is moderate, so by production, he's a back-end WR2 price like a bench piece. On the numbers alone, WR41 is light. Muffed! But the situation, per the reports, is why this is a watch, not a buy. Pittsburgh traded for Pittman and gave him a 3-year deal for a real role, but he's the number 2 behind DK Metcalf, and the offense hinges on whether 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers returns and has anything left. A proven possession receiver is only as valuable as the quarterback feeding him, and that quarterback is both old and not fully confirmed. The price, pick 94, the 41st receiver. Verdict, watch list, the proven volume says underpriced, but a new team, a number 2 role behind Metcalf, and an aging or uncertain quarterback are exactly the variables we won't paper over. The counter for him, 100 target floor at WR 41 is value if the Steelers throw enough. Against, he's the second option in an offense built around a 42-year-old. Know you're buying the situation. September watch, the Steelers quarterback in pass volume. In the target split with Metcalf, which sets Pittman's ceiling. Your guys every week. Next preview's cued.